Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. The Reverend Brian Gauthier is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he passed over the former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, the more I read Paul and ponder the words of our Lord, the more confounded I am by the gospel. It's not as if Scripture is unclear or the Lord's economy of salvation is somehow lacking. On human terms, it isn't fair. And it certainly doesn't follow any reasonable course. Human beings are sinners and are guilty. And yet they are justified not on account of their own merits or worthiness or somehow balancing out the scales of divine justice, but solely on account of Christ. And all of that, it's received by faith. You know, it's striking, these familiar words from Romans chapter 3. Paul's all-inclusive indictment of mankind, as well as Paul's completely exclusive testimony of God's salvation through Christ alone. Consider first the inclusivity of Paul. And I know I toe a dangerous line with that naughty cultural buzzword. But listen carefully to the statements from the text. Every mouth, the whole world, verse 19. No human being, verse 20. There is no distinction. All have sinned, verse 23. Paul doesn't omit any race, ethnicity, tribe, nation, or gender. Paul is utterly inclusive. All human beings are sinful. Every human being falls short of God's glory, and all stand condemned by the law. There's no sneaking around the law's accusation. Functioning as a mirror, the law shows that all people, big and small, rich and poor, educated, uneducated, German, Norwegian, and American, all guilty. For all, Paul says, fall short of the glory of God in verse 23. And a bit later, the wages of that sin is death. Romans 6, 23. All die and all are guilty. You too are included in that there is no distinction and all have sinned. Left to your own devices, you are dead in your trespasses and enemies of God. None are excluded here. But then let's consider now the exclusivity of Paul as he speaks to God's redemption. He writes in our verses assigned for today that justification is by God's grace, and it's as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. Forgiveness, life, and salvation do come, but they come from and through Christ and Christ alone. Christ's bloody suffering and death redeems sinners. And that's the only thing that redeems sinners. And that wonderful gift that God alone gives can be received by faith and by faith alone. That is the gospel, and there is no other. Interestingly, Paul writes in his opening lines where he chides the Galatians, "I am astonished that you so quickly are deserting him who called you into the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ." Paul is utterly exclusive here. There is no other gospel. There is only Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. And there is no other means by which the gospel can be received apart from faith. "For by grace you have been saved," Paul says in Ephesians 2, "and this is received through faith," he concludes. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone. Excluded, then, are all other saviors and all other means by which salvation can be received, including you. Excluded are you from bringing remedy to your guilt before God. It's a bit maddening, isn't it? That inclusivity and exclusivity find such close proximity in the scriptures, in our Lord's plan of salvation. But now consider its beauty. In his divine love and mercy, our Lord sent his beloved Son into the flesh so that humanity and all creation be subject to redemption. Moreover, this perfect and obedient Son, Jesus, willingly included himself among sinners by descending into the Jordan River to be baptized by John, and was counted or numbered as a sinner by ascending to Calvary, though he knew no sin, for your forgiveness and your salvation. That's incomprehensible. Stanza 3 of our hymn states it clearly and beautifully. "His blood from guilt releases, free grace through him I now obtain. He washes me from every stain, and pure I stand before him." Though you stand excluded under the law, by grace through faith in Christ, you are included, counted as righteous for Christ's sake. Paul adds, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." 2 Corinthians 5:21. It's very clear. It's very simple. Yet even as we wait in the sure hope of the consummation of all things, the sin that surely clings to the flesh doubts this gospel, doubts these clear words, either excluding us from the promise or working to include our works in that plan of salvation. So find comfort in the words of the Reformers, who wrote in the Epitome, "We believe, teach, and confess that in spite of the fact that until death a great deal of weakness and frailty still cling to those who believe in Christ and are truly reborn, they should not doubt their righteousness, which is reckoned to them through faith, nor the salvation of their souls, but they should regard it as certain that they have a gracious God for Christ's sake, on the basis of the promise and the word of the Holy Gospel." So I guess the gospel can be confounding. It doesn't have to make sense according to human reason. That's fine. But it must be preached, and it needs to be believed.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.